appreciate you joining us. And I guess, you know, you were listening to this show. We were talking here before this interview. I have been worried that we are not going to see Lake Monsters baseball in 2020. Let's start there. Do we have any answers officially as to what might come down the pipeline for the Lake Monsters this year?
We don't have any answers with regards to the starting of the season like any other level of baseball. But what I don't, what I've never heard, and what I don't understand, in fact, I don't even know it as a rumor, is that we're not playing in 2020 unless there's no baseball at all at any level.
So,
but if there's, but yeah, outside of that, if there's baseball, then there's no reason, nor is there any speculation that we wouldn't be playing.
Okay, so what about, so the idea the Major League Baseball Players Association and the owners came to an agreement on Friday that they would take the draft down from 40 rounds to probably 5, although not official, but probably 5, and they will move the draft back into July. Considering most of the Lake Monsters players come via the draft, if there's not that many players coming in this year into affiliated baseball, and they've pushed it back to month, that has me worried about where are the Lake Monsters going to draw players from and what is the need for them from an affiliate standpoint.
The two things, our season and the draft, are mutually exclusive events. You are correct in that a majority of our players from year to year are made up of that year's draft, but it's only really at a necessity. Right now, Oakland could field a team at every single level without anybody else that they've got on their roster. The reason that some of the cuts happen, and the reason that some of the transactions happen, and the reason that we get some of the ball players is candidly the players that are coming in are at a different level or thought of higher or whatever pecking order you want. But either way, they make their way into the number of players that Oakland or any other team wants to keep. But if there's no draft, or if there's a draft of a lower level, then our season really is not impacted in any way, shape, or form.
So, Kyle, just going back to what you said earlier, then if MLB starts, if MLB plays, you're going to play. If MLB plays, let's say, 81 games, does that mean you play a half a season, or their amount of games doesn't dictate how many you'll play?
So our agreement, so Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball have an agreement called the Professional Baseball Agreement, and that agreement ends at the end of September of this year. And that agreement calls for 160 teams to play in a professional baseball season. So the only way that I could ever imagine that there would not be Lake Monsters baseball in 2020 would be that if there was no minor league baseball at any level. Mm. It's as simple as it. My understanding, and I've spoken to many, many, many people in this, and I've never heard anything contrary to this, but if there is a pitch thrown at any level of minor league baseball, mm-hmm. then the professional baseball agreement exists, and our season would also exist. Now, we're slated to start June 18th, and really there's no reason why if minor league baseball is up and running at that time, that we wouldn't play. Could we play a modified schedule? Yeah, maybe. That's certainly a possibility. We don't know where the finish line is going to be. We have no idea when crowds are going to be able to be assembled again. We have no idea when spring training camps are going to open. But there's really no reason to believe that if minor league baseball is not in full force by the time we're supposed to start our season, that we wouldn't be following soon at the exact same time.
So, Kyle, do you foresee the possibility that we'll have a very similar team to last year if this all comes together without a draft, basically?
Well, not necessarily, because again, from a speculation standpoint, and Brady, I think you're going to go to 2021 after this.
Yep.
But the reason that 2021 and the rumors of our contraction have been hard to understand and hard to really make sense of is you have major league teams throughout baseball actually adding minor league teams. In Oakland, which is thought of to be a small market team, is one of those teams. So last year, they actually added another complex team, a level underneath us. So We could be getting some of the, a lot of the guys back from last year, but there's a whole other team underneath us that was created that would also serve as a feeder too. So it's not necessarily there's so many ball players in these systems right now that we wouldn't necessarily have to have the same exact team. And you know, if they were 1 year better and it made us more competitive, you know, Rich, you've seen a lot of guys have great second years here who just needed one more year of maturity, of development, and their second year here has been, a year that certainly was much better than the first incarnation of them playing in Vermont.
Kyle Boswick, Vice President of the Lake Monsters, with us here on The Huddle, 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. So let's go to 2021. The reason why I am nervous about maybe never seeing Lake Monsters baseball again is because we know that Major League Baseball wants to save money. And one of the ways that they want to save money is reportedly get rid of some minor league teams, of which the memo leaked out that you are on that list. So
okay, so first we got to get that whole Lake Monsters or not, you won't see them again. We got to stop that, because the challenge is that if someone hears that, then they're going to think that that's gospel. And again, like I had shared, it's just not. If they play minor league baseball, we're playing. And I don't see a situation where minor league baseball is not going to be playing, unless the virus has created a situation where we can't gather in masses for the entire season. So that being said, 2021, you know, you've got an agreement. You've got Major League Baseball, which is incredibly skilled at these negotiations, and what they did early on is they said, as part of the opening negotiation, they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to limit the amount of teams. We're going to cut 42 teams. They have denied that a list exists when they were called on it. I know that a list did come out, which we were on, which nobody will identify yet again. But right now, there is a negotiating crew that represents minor league baseball, and there's a negotiating crew that represents major league baseball. And this agreement that they're going back on is a professional baseball agreement. It's what governs all of minor league baseball and all of major league baseball. It governs that agreement. So they're negotiating. The agreement ends at the end of the 2020 season. We have heard everything all over the place. From there's no way that in fact we've heard Buster on your show explain how it makes no sense. The short answer is that we don't know. We have no idea. I'm not going to say that it isn't possible, but boy, it just seems to not make a lot of sense. It seems so foolish. And the litigation and the bad will, it just doesn't seem like it's a very, very smart play for Major League Baseball.
One of the things, Kyle, that Major League Baseball has cited, and whether some of this is true, maybe it's true in other places, not so much in Burlington, is lack of adequate facilities, et cetera. Is there anything that could be done on your end to make Centennial Field and the surrounding area appealing enough that they would want to keep you guys around, as we all hope?
Well, the argument to that would be that, you know, here's an agreement that everybody has known is ending in 2020. So if the facilities were of a concern, and again, I've heard from Major League Baseball with significant knowledge of these negotiations, that facilities are not part of the discussion. Major League Baseball has not been very upfront, or I should say that some of their reasoning has not made sense. As an example, geography is one of the criteria that they're justifying the alleged thought of these 42 teams, yet Lowell, Massachusetts and Staten Island are on those lists. And I can't think of two places that are more geographically closer to their parent club than that is. And so when we say things like facilities, if the facilities were of such a huge concern, then why aren't they brought up? We are audited much like every other facility in minor league baseball. We're audited every other year, and we have a list of criteria that we have to ensure. And if we don't have them, then Ray T. Corr and the Vermont Lake Monsters could possibly lose their affiliation. We've never failed an audit. We have always been to standards. And if the standards are to be changed, then certainly we would have to meet those requirements moving forward. But we've not ever been given any clear-cut example of where we're deficient or where we might be deficient in a new agreement.
You know, Kyle, we talked about what it means to Burlington, what the Lake Monsters mean. It's more than just jobs, right? It's more than just a paycheck for some people out there, correct?
I would like to think that we are as much a part of the community as the community is part of us. I mean, we try to spend as much we try to invest as much capital asking people to come buy a hot dog and buy a ticket as we do in trying to better our community by helping bring awareness or raising funds or doing whatever we can to make our community a better place. This is not always about baseball. We have many, many fans that go and just love to spend quality time with people that they care about. Baseball allows you that opportunity to slow down a little bit and spend time with people that you care about, whether it's coworkers or whether it's friends or family or whatever. And I think that not only the Lake Monsters, but teams, minor league baseball teams throughout the community, throughout the country, the ones that have done it right, I think, have created a situation where they're, you know, a thread in the fabric of what makes their community a community. And I think that we've always tried to be a part of that.
And Kyle, let's face it, people starving for sports. We're already missing opening day. It's the first week of baseball season, and obviously it isn't happening. And the whole social distancing thing right now, I would venture to say there's never been a more important time to get people together at the ballpark.
Oh, I'll tell you, and my hat's off to you and anybody else who's trying to put together a sports show this time of year. It must be incredibly challenging. I think that we're all ready for this to end. It's such an odd, weird, yeah, memorable time in our existence right now. It's just, it's words, my limited vocabulary is not going to give it justice, but what an odd time that we're in right now.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, how about this? We'll get you out of here on this. I hope I'm wrong. I hope my opinion and my assumptions are wrong. I want to see Lake Monsters baseball. And if there is Lake Monsters baseball, which we believe there is now, will I still be welcome back to be the bullpen catcher for year two?
Of course, Brady. Of course, but there's no reason for us to believe that we won't be here. And absolutely, we'd welcome you. We'd love to have you again. And
good.
Rich,
yeah,
of course, you know, man, you're always safe with us.
Yes,
well, I can't imagine a summer without Rich Haskell.
Oh, you gotta love job security, man.
Exactly.